The Tautai Pacific Arts Trust, which champions contemporary Pacific arts, is entering new territory with the opening of a dedicated gallery space in Auckland. Tautai works with artists, galleries, curators and schools, but having its own gallery opens up new opportunities for the artists who'll be able to show their work there. The opening was supposed to happen in March. It's now happening on the 3rd of July with the exhibition Moana Legacy. Tautai's director is Courtney Sinner-Meredith. Incidentally, she's also a writer, and her book, The Adventure of Tupaia, is up for the Elsie Locke Award for Nonfiction and the New Zealand Book Awards for Children and Young Adults. Well, Courtney describes the new gallery as an historic moment for Tautai.
Tautai Contemporary Pacific Arts Trust was actually a dream born from Whatu Whiu and his peers many years ago now. So we're talking around 33 to 34 years ago. It was the coming together of then emerging Pacific artists, and really what they were looking for was to develop a sense of belonging and community among them. So in the beginning, I think it was quite informal. It was sort of coming together as a community and seeking out support. And then over time, of course, it became a charitable trust. And fast forward to where we are today, and now Tautai is the most significant contemporary Pacific arts organisation in Aotearoa. And we have a mission to champion Pacific arts.
Now you work, it's very collaborative, I feel. You're working with artists, you're working with galleries, you're working with schools, you're working with curators. So it's really been an outreach, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of engagement, I think, because there's so much growth in our sector. You know, like the amount of new artists that are emerging every year. And I should say, I mean, the term emerging artists, I find that controversial too, because I'm like, what are you emerging from? You're already this fully formed person, but new artists on the scene every year within Pacific Arts, there's just incredible growth there. So you're right, we're trying to work at all levels, like new artists, mid-career, senior artists, but we're also coming away from just being visual arts and we've expanded into being multidisciplinary as well.
Talking of expansion, tell us about the new premises.
Oh, the new premises is really exciting. This has been like a long-held ambition for Whatu. So when I was ringing Whatu during this period of change and transformation, I had said to him, look, how amazing would it be to actually have Tautai Gallery? And he got really excited. He's wanted a dedicated gallery space for a really long time. So this is a mission that's actually been kind of in the works and within the talanoa of Whatu and his peers for a long time. And so what's happening on July 3 is that we are going to be opening our new expanded space. And it's the space that was formerly occupied by ArtSpace Aotearoa. And we've now taken over that entire top floor. So it's really exciting, Lynn.
Describe the space, because galleries, you hear the word art gallery, you think white walls and a big box. What's the space going to be like?
Well, I think one of the first things we did when we were sitting around with the artists and the curator that we're working with was we were trying to kind of feed into this idea of like, what does a Pacific creative space feel like? You know, like how do we want people to feel when they come into this space? So you're right. I mean, it still is a gallery space, but it's not all white walls. I can promise that. There's actually quite a lot of colour through our space already. And one of the things that I'm developing over the next 6 months within that space is a community arts hub. So I want it to be somewhere where Pacific artists can come and showcase their work, but it's kind of like taking that idea of a hot desk and applying it to an entire space. So you should be able to also come in, have great Wi-Fi, nice coffee, somewhere you can have meetings, somewhere you can do research, have our Pacific literature on display proudly. You know, I'm a huge advocate for that. And just, yeah, trying to make it into this like workable space. So it's not just your usual gallery. It's somewhere that you can come and see art and engage with different ideas. And then you can also kind of go into this sort of work or creativity mode yourself and work through different projects that you might actually have on the go. Even over the last few weeks, and we're still mid-install, we've had different artists reaching out saying, look, we just need like somewhere for rehearsal, you know, just for 1 or 2 hours. All we need is a fella and some water, and that's all. We kind of just want to come in and utilise the space. So I think that's yet to be seen. We're just going to have to navigate it with our community as we go along. But the things that people usually do need in this sector is more around like somewhere to network, somewhere that you might come in between meetings or in between lectures, almost like a home base that you can launch out from. Over the last 18 months, while I've been helming the trust, we've had various Pacific artists come in and hot desk with us or use it as a space where they can just kind of like come through, sit with me and my team and just kind of replenish their thinking.
So now you have curation as part of the job description. You're working with curators. So the first exhibition is an important one because you're sending a message, aren't you? You're kind of taking a stand, you're explaining what you're there for. So tell us about Moana Legacy.
Well, I'm hoping that the name, you know, can really like give people an idea or a vision within itself, because one of the things I realised from the outset when we were trying to get that kind of multi-year funding, when I was working really hard just to future-proof the trust, is that Tautai is built on this really rich legacy. It's not just the idea of one person, it's this continuation of so many different Pacific artists sort of along that journey. So for me, this opening show is an honouring of that process, but it's also coming all the way back to that beginning ethos of why does the trust exist? And like I was saying before with Fatu and his peers, it was around community, belonging and new artists, and that's exactly what this will be. So it's showcasing 9 bright new stars, and they're coming into our space and they're each of them studying or evaluating or kind of having this very personal, intimate engagement with what legacy means for them. And so I'm excited for people to just kind of come in and see that work because it's contemporary, but it's grounded in this very rooted, ancestral, very firm kaupapa.
Really struck by the fact that they're exploring all these different art forms too. So you have painting, you have sculpture, but there's video and there's installation and there's photography. So that tells a story too, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it does. And you know, on the opening night as well, there'll be some exciting surprises in there. I don't want to give anything away, but we are in a moment now, I think, where performance art and ceremony and ritual are just really peaking right now. And it's not a trend. I just think it's a bit of an upward motion of that which has always been beneath. So we're aware that to be a gallery for this community at this moment in time means having to adapt, and it means having to kind of reframe it from just being a pure gallery space into somewhere that I hope is more kind of capable of giving people a sense of experimentation, of trial and error, of new ideas.
The other thing you couldn't have imagined when you were working on the gallery space and planning this opening is the other backdrop. We have COVID-19, but we also, of course, have Black Lives Matter. And yeah. I've seen the Trust make a very strong statement about this. But do you feel that this also becomes part of the story that you're telling?
I think opening a gallery in itself, you know, I mean, you would have spoken to so many people over the years, right, Lynn? It's a big deal just to open a gallery. And so you're right, like changing our mandate and really opening our ribcage pretty much and saying, we don't just want to be a satellite anymore. We don't just want to be the small partner working with big fish. We actually want to centre our own narrative. To do that at a time where there's a global crisis, you're right. We were supposed to open the gallery on March 26th, which was the first day of lockdown. And then, yes, over the recent weeks as well with BLM, it does feel as though we're kind of in this really important moment in time. And I hope that the work that we're doing definitely contributes like an overarching anti-racism, Black Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter, Indigenous Voices Matter. But for us, this is an everyday statement. You know, this is a truth that we live every single day. So I think it's going to be an ongoing talanoa for Tautai.
It will be interesting to see how much of the art currently and in the future will reference this time in some way. I mean, some artists will, if they want to refer to it at all, will want distance, and they may come, like
true.
The earthquakes, I think, prove that. You know, some were responding really quickly and others needed a few years to process it. And how they respond to Black Lives Matter also.
Definitely, definitely. And I just want us to keep being part of that conversation. I think for me, one of the most exciting things about having a dedicated space, and like I was saying before, having an opportunity to just experiment, but it means that while conversations are changing and while attitudes shift and while, you know, different things kind of happen around us, we can be a space that can capture and gather that momentum as it's happening. I think one of the difficult and challenging things about being a successful Pacific artist, and I'm already putting air quotes around successful, but to be the best, you often have to be the only one. You might be the only Pacific writer in that anthology. You might be the only Pacific artist selected for that show or in that stable with that particular gallery. You might be the only Pacific filmmaker working on something. So this kind of brand new space is providing so much more than what people might be thinking from the outset. It's not just a gallery. It's a symbol of not having to just be the only one. And it's also going to be a place, as I mentioned, for experimentation, because often as a Pacific artist, you have to bring your 100% A game constantly. There aren't many places for us to fail. There aren't many places for us to just go in, think through an idea casually, try something out and just see if it works. But mainstream artists dominate those sorts of spaces. They have them available to them every which way they look. So I'm excited to see how Taltai can even just gently change the thinking within the sector, that it doesn't have to be a competitive space. It doesn't have to be you're the only one who gets that opportunity, and it means having to beat out or win out over all of the other Pacific artists. I'd love to see a real sea change in that, that it becomes about all of us, not just one of us anymore.
Courtney Sena-Meredith, Moana Legacy opens at the Tautai Gallery on Monday the 6th of July in Auckland.